but this is an abridged version because the hour is late, of the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha message, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lili Nishmas of the Ochayim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and a schus for a fuah shleima for Gittel Bas Etel. The hour is late, and unfortunately we got some technical trouble, but just a thought or two which might help us to move further and deeper into the acquisition of this Midas HaBitochin, which is so precious and so beneficial on so many different levels. We recite three times a day many words, many psukim, many tefillos, which have, if we pay attention to them, the power of deepening our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But one phrase that we say three times a day in Moedim and Shmoneh Esrei has really deep meaning, and when focused upon can really talk to our hearts with the power of this message. We refer to Hashem as HaToiv Ki Lo Yicholu Rachamecho V'Hamerachim Ki Lo Yisamu Chasodecho. You're the good one whose rachamim is endless, ceaseless, never ceases. You never hold back your rachamim, your mercy. You're good, and you're always merciful, and feel the rachmonis, the pain, the suffering. Have that mercy on us in all of our difficulties. You're also the merachim, the merciful one, whose kindness is endless, doesn't cease. So you have two qualities which are very, very powerful. You're the merciful one whose mercy never ceases. You're the good one whose mercy never ceases. And you're the merciful one whose kindness never ceases. What do these two things add up to? Well, the end result is, me'olam kivinu loch, from time immemorial and forever, we hope to you. Because of the fact that you have these two endless, limitless, non-exception-tolerating midos. You have rachmonis, that's endless, and you have chesed, that's endless. What does that mean? Really, there are two ingredients in relying on an individual to help us. If we have a tzora, if that person doesn't have rachmonis, doesn't have that midah of mercy, of that sense of feeling the pain of someone else, then how can that person help me? That individual is not going to help me. They don't even feel my pain. There's no feeling for me. But let's say that individual has feeling, but doesn't deliver on those feelings. There's no chesed. There's just rachmonis. Doesn't work either, because very nice you have rachmonis, but you got to do something about it. What if there's a person who does, but he has no rachmonis? He does chesed, but he has no rachmonis. Without the rachmonis, he's going to miss opportunities to do chesed. He won't be sensitive enough to the pain or to the challenge that's bothering someone to know that herein requires my performance of an act of chesed, an act of kindness. But if one is the toiv ki lo yicholu rachamecho, the rachamim is endless. And the rachamon, the one who has mercy, whose chesed, whose kindness, whose actions of giving, of hatova, are also endless. That's the absolute formula for me'olam kivinu loch. We always hope to him. We never give up hope. How can you give up hope of receiving the help from the ultimate merachim who never ceases to feel the pain, and the ultimate bal chesed who never ceases to implement the chesed based on the pain that he sees? If either one would be compromisable, then there might be a situation where he doesn't respond. But when the merachim is a constant, and the chesed is a constant, that's the ultimate formula for being able to put our trust in Hashem. And I think as we recite the Pasuk daily at the end of the Hoidu, V'ani b'chastecho b'tachti, David HaMelech says, he trusted in Hashem's chesed Yogel Libi B'Shuasecha to such an extent that his heart began to rejoice in the Yeshua, was confident that it's going to happen. I think that if when we say Vani B'chas L'chov V'tachti, we talk about Hashem's chesed. How can we trust Hashem's chesed? Do you know why we can trust Hashem's chesed? Because his rachamim is endless, and so is his chesed. If either one would have a limitation, then maybe he doesn't feel the depths of our pain, or maybe even if he feels it, he doesn't respond. But if he's a feeler, constant, ongoing feeler of the depths of our pain, and a constant responder to all of that, then we can certainly put our trust in him, we can certainly never lose hope in him, and that can strengthen our sense of the Midas HaBitochen. Once again, an apology for the technical difficulty this evening, and we certainly will look into it to see that it shouldn't happen again.